Now it came to pass in the third year of the reign of Xerxes, ruler of all Persia, a season of feasting. Rumors of war were in the wind, and the people feared a divided kingdom.
I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Book of Esther, a rock gospel ballet, merges a sacred story from Christian and Jewish texts with original choreography from Ballet Fantastique and live music from the UO Gospel Singers. It tells the story of Esther's rise to be queen of Persia and her triumph in preventing the genocide of the Jewish people. The Book of Esther will be presented at the Holt Center's Soaring Theater December 9th through 11th.
I'm going to take a trip on that good old gospel ship, and we'll go sailing through the Atlantic.
Andy L. Brown, artistic director of the UO Gospel Singers, will also dance as Mordecai, Esther's guardian. He says the story of Esther has modern relevance across all lines of history and spirituality.
It's very important in today's time, you know, where people feel so separated. People feel that it's a country divided, not united. This ballet has a very unique message in that Mordecai sends out a decree among all the people to pray in unification for change because their existence is threatened. And I know that a lot of people feel the same way right now.
Hannah Bontrager is choreographer, producer, and Ballet Fantastique's executive director, who also dances as the spirit. She too feels the aptness of the story now.
To me, the significance of a story about overcoming oppression and faith and hope in a time that seems very dark, just people coming together to evidence their belief and to experience the power of faith, is something that's really important and timely, I think.
The story of Esther has been told and retold for millennia, from its original place in the Bible's Old Testament and the Jewish Tanakh to recent interpretations in film and literature. Hannah says the story has resonance with the types of tales that Ballet Fantastique has chosen to dance over the years.
They often have strong female protagonists. We love storytelling. We love nuanced characters. There's all the elements of a great Aladdin story. I mean, there's like the bad vizier and the brave heroine and a problem to be solved and things to be overcome. But there's also a lot of complexity to the character of Esther. She has to use a lot of skill. It's bravery, but it's also a lot of smarts. And at this time of desperation, there's this reserve to her character. So loving all of those elements of the story, being totally in love with the Gospel Singers and knowing that we wanted to collaborate with Andy L., that all came together to just inspire us to tell this story.
Telling the story of the Book of Esther as an original ballet required developing the musical palette in conjunction with the dance. It was a rich process, as Andy L. Brown describes.
Their ability, it lends itself to many different styles of music. So we had a long list of songs. I came up with so many songs. They had songs they wanted to do, and we really had to dwindle it down. And that was a tough process. Basically, it was whatever sounds that they hear that inspire them to move. When it comes to dancing, that's the most important part.
The chosen music draws from over 200 years of gospel music, traditional to contemporary. Music also includes two original instrumentals from Jerry Rempel, since Hannah and co-producer Donna Marisa Bontrager felt that, in a few places, gospel music didn't fit.
Donna and I decided early in the process that it didn't feel right to have the bad guy dance to gospel music. So we got in touch with Jerry and asked him how he felt about writing some original compositions for us.
The choreography that Hannah and Donna Bontrager have developed for the Book of Esther is equally diverse and draws particular inspiration from Donna's work with the Feast of the Tabernacles in Jerusalem.
It's very gestural. There are twists and turns even of the palm upward where a traditional ballet line might be down or out. So literally drawing the audience's eyes upward, there's a little bit more upper extension, I'd say, in terms of even the eye focus. There's a lot of detail. There's a lot of unison work. And then there's just this really high energy, upbeat work for Haman and Zeresh, the bad guy and his wife. They do a pas de deux that's not romantic at all. They're kind of almost fighting each other. She almost partners him at one point. Donna wanted those dancers to be very similar in size to communicate that power struggle very viscerally.
The collaborative process and the result has been an inspiration for both the UO Gospel Singers and the Ballet Fantastique team.
We're not the first ballet company to collaborate with a gospel choir. But when we sat Andiel down and said, so now that you've agreed to this, how do you feel about you playing the part of Mordecai and actually being on stage, interacting with the dancers and totally messing with the mold of choir and band and dancers being all separate entities coexisting at the same time and we're really interacting. And he was so up for that challenge and willing to play with us in that way. There's nothing that I have ever experienced that's like having 35 singers around you while you're dancing in this powerful music.
Though the result is affecting to the dancers and singers, the ultimate aim is for that full emotional power to touch the audience and bring them inside the story.
I think it's important to make the audience feel that they're involved. You know, make them feel incorporated into the story, into the storyline, make them feel invested so that when all is said and done at the end, you have a culmination of accomplishment, of unity, as well as empowerment. You know, we can do anything if we stick together.
For Andy L. Brown, that means not only the impact of the experience on the audience during the performance, but also as they return to the outside world.
For me, it's what will happen when they leave. Will they take this story out into their everyday lives and how will it change them? I would like it to uplift them, empower them, and give them at least the desire to lean more towards unity and compassion and understanding.
For Hannah Bontrager, there's a needed joy at the core as well.
Honestly, I can't think of another show I've been part of that's this powerful. And it's fun. Last time we did it, the whole audience with the last pieces up, standing up, dancing, singing along. I mean, just glowing afterwards. Yeah. And we need more of that in the world right now.
Ballet Fantastique and the UO Gospel Singers present The Book of Esther, a rock gospel ballet at the Holt Center Soaring Theater Friday, December 9th and Saturday, December 10th at 7:30 p.m. and on Sunday, December 11th at 2:30 p.m. For more information, balletfantastique.org and holtcenter.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.
We're in the presence of royalty. It's our sovereign God and King. We're before your throne and bow at your feet. We worship you, Holy King. It's in your presence that I find joy. It's in your presence that I find peace. I find rest for my soul and strength for